So what is it that the Democrats are talking about? On one hand, when they say, we are a country of immigrants, we have always welcomed immigrants, and Trump is something radically new because he doesn't like immigrants, they are fundamentally misreading our restrictive immigration policies over the last 150 years. That is, we have always had restrictive immigration policies over the last 150 years, and I'm going back to about 1870s, which is when the first restrictive immigration policies started to be passed. They have always discriminated on the basis of race. They have always broken up families. And they have always deported people who had roots in the United States. That is, we have been doing this since the 1870s under Democrats and under Republicans. Trump is upping the level, but he's not introducing something new. Now, after 1870, only free white persons or aliens of African nativity or African descent are eligible to naturalize, are eligible to become citizens. Now, just think about it for a minute. In 1870, how many aliens of African nativity or African descent are immigrating to the United States? Is the United States a land of freedom and opportunity for people in Africa? Any ideas? I see a few people shaking their head. No, there is no immigration from Africa in the aftermath of hundreds of years of enslavement and forced transport to enslavement in the United States. The United States is not a beacon of freedom and opportunity. People from Africa have no desire to immigrate to the United States in the 1870s. However, this new naturalization law does explicitly exclude many of the people who are immigrating to the United States in the 1870s, in particular from Asia and from Mexico. They are neither free white persons nor aliens of African nativity or African descent. Therefore, they are racially ineligible to citizenship. They may physically come to the United States, but they cannot naturalize and become citizens. This is how we're a country of immigrants, but immigrants means white people. But there's a contradiction here between citizenship by birth and the creation of large classes of people who are racially ineligible to citizenship. Because what if those Mexicans and Chinese immigrants have babies, those babies will be citizens by birth, but they are, in the words of immigration historian May Nye, impossible subjects because they can't be citizens because they're racially excluded, and yet they will become citizens by birth. This is when racially restrictive immigration policies begin. They begin by preventing the immigration of those who Congress does not want to see giving birth in the United States. And they do it in two different ways. For the Asians, they prohibit their immigration altogether, the Chinese Exclusion Act, for example. The basic purpose of that is to prevent Chinese people from gaining citizenship by birth. For Mexicans, there's a different solution. And the reason that there's a different solution for Mexicans is twofold. One, once Chinese immigration is restricted, Mexican labor, exploitable Mexican labor, becomes even more necessary for the economic development of the southwestern part of the country. Two, Mexican labor is more deportable than Chinese labor is. It's much easier and cheaper to ship people across the border to Mexico than it is to ship them back to China. So Mexican workers are always excluded from the restrictions that are put on immigration law. Until 1965, there are no restrictions on Mexican migration to the United States. It's an open border, but once in the country, Mexicans are legally defined as deportable. They are always deportable. So over the course of the 20th century, we have program after program, policy after policy to enforce the deportation of Mexican workers. I don't have time to go through all of these policies, but they happen over and over and over again. Since 1965, the basic legal rationale for the deportability of Mexican, and by extension in the post-1965 period, as Mexicans are joined by migrants from other parts of Latin America, Central American, Caribbean workers, is something that we created in 1965 called illegality. That is, 1965 put numerical restrictions for the first time on Western Hemisphere migrants. Therefore, anyone who exceeds the very low numerical restriction is classified as deportable by virtue of being illegal. This is when we start hearing about illegality. And the reason for this is that in 1965, purely racial rationales for deportation, for deportability, become less acceptable. We need a new criminalizing way of enforcing racial inequality after 1965. This new carceral state that is created after 1965, which has led to the kinds of mass incarceration of people of color that we see today, had a special twist with respect to immigrants of color, and that was illegality. That is the regime we've lived under since 1965, and which Trump is merely building on. He did not create it. Thank you.